Today on the program, we're visiting about the Erickson Public Library. In studio, Mr. Z, Zach Steer.
Hello.
Good to have you here.
Good morning.
And on the phone, we've got Candy Nelk and Rhonda Kelly. Good morning,
good
ladies.
Good morning. Good morning. Gang's here.
Yeah. Everybody's here, and the sun's starting to shine.
Yay! Yeah.
A little bit on the breezy side, though. Zach came in shorter pants, guys. I just want you to know. But he is wearing a sweater.
I do, yes.
It's a little cooler out there.
Yes.
Month of October, yeah. You've already got started. I mean, yeah. First, let's go back because we did September. Went pretty well.
September went really well for all of us.
Outside of the heat we threw in there.
Yeah, that heat. But yeah, we started, you know, our fall programming. I mean, we kind of started in August, but September was a pretty solid month. And for the highlight for me was the pigeon. We had Don't Let the Pigeon Drive a Bus, That Pigeon. Mm-hmm. And we visited the schools as well. So it was a very active early part of September. So I was quite proud of that. And I really want to give a shout out to our partners, all of our, you know, Boone schools in the district, as well as the Sacred Heart and Trinity Lutheran. And then I want to give a shout out to transportation, Herta Transportation and Boone Transportation with the schools, because with those, they allowed us to borrow a bus for the program. And for Herta, they actually drove us around. So if you saw a pigeon driving around on a bus, that's because of Herta. So,
but we didn't have the driver of the bus wearing a pigeon.
We did not. No. It said, don't let the pigeon drive a bus. Didn't say don't let the pigeon on a bus.
He could ride.
He could ride a bus, and he sure did. So I was quite proud of
it.
It was
because I always say, like, August transitions, September, you really get started, and so it was good.
It was good
at all levels for you guys, Candy and
Rhonda? I want to make sure we shout out to the Central Iowa Jazz Combo, because it couldn't have been a better night out at Herman Park Pavilion. We had a small group, but the weather and the music was excellent. So thank you so much to them.
All right. Yeah, good. All right. October. So here we go. What do you got happening, Mr. Z?
Yeah, so for children's, we started, I was really excited this week. We started what's called Noggin Time. Now, Noggin Time has actually been Noggin. It's been around for quite some time through Nickelodeon. But they came across an email of mine that they were doing a piloted program mainly for educators. But I'm like, hey, I'm sure libraries could be a part of it. And they thought so, too. So with Noggin Time, they give us, you know, some of the curriculum and activities for us to implement in our story time programs. And we have around 30 families that are participating in that program now. And so this week was called Unique as a Rhino. So we learned about rhinos and the importance of how we're all unique and special. And there'll be an incentive to go along with that at the end. We're going to go through December 28th. So our next Noggin Time is Wednesday, the October 11th. And each time we have a theme, we do it three times. So then that way, two to three times, that way, you know, we give families, you know, can decide on their schedule what works for them as well.
So now, are they limited on how many can take part now?
No.
Okay, so even more could
add. Unless they tell me, but I haven't shared with them yet how many. And so we'll see if we can get some more. I'm hopeful for that.
Sure.
We also started a Music and Movement Challenge, I will say, in September, and it's carrying on through October. So our Music and Movement programs most of the time happen on the second and fourth Fridays. This time, yes, it is second and fourth. Had a count. And that's really a new challenge for us, too, where families get a log and they get to do music-based stuff and movement-based stuff, activities during the program and at home. So kind of encouraging some of that activities that they could do together and engage together at home. And then there will also be an incentive that goes into December as well. So a lot of different reading programs happening for that audience, which I'm quite proud of. I will point out, we have a very special guest next Thursday. Emily Mallory will be doing some paper crafts on the 12th at 10 a.m. So regular story time, making paper animals. So always like to, you know, have a chance for others to come for story time. Now, tomorrow I will point out the 7th as well as the 18th, thanks to the Boone Fire Department. We have story times, so they'll be coming to Rhonda story time tomorrow at 10 a.m. and then return on the 18th at 10 a.m. on a Wednesday. So we're always quite proud of that because, you know, it's Fire Safety Month, so we always try to have them come mm-hmm. out as well. And then we will also have Tinker Thursday. We brought that back. That happens one time a month towards the last Thursday of the month, the fourth Thursday. And for our Tinker Thursday this month, we're just doing stuff with Halloween science, including fizzing pumpkin and candy corn stacking challenge as well. I'm going to let Rhonda talk briefly about the Lego Club since she helped relaunch that program. And two final things here. We started sponsorship for our Story Walk program, and thanks this month to Boone Vision Center. Our Story Walk is located north of the swimming pool in McCose Park, and our story this month is Click Clack Boo by Doreen Cronin and Betsy Lewin. So just go on out there. And we thank them for
I'm guessing that's Halloween doing that. Related.
It is. Now, this next program is not a children's program. Okay. I mean, it is an adult program, but I'll let you on a little secret. Mr. Z over here loves horror movies a lot, and we have a great partnership with the Y Camp, and Rhonda and I were out there about a year ago, and we proposed to Alex Greshinger the opportunity to do a Friday the 13th program out at the Y Camp, and this year, actually, on Friday the 13th is actually in October, which we're pretty excited about. So that's next Friday, starting at 6 p.m. at the Y Camp. We'll have a scavenger-type game. We have the Dealt Hand, which they have come before, doing a game called a Dread. And then, of course, we're going to show the classic movie. And I say adult just because we are showing the movie, and it's just going to be a little bit more spookier than coming to my Storytime program. Older teens can attend, and you can come dressed in a costume, and there'll be treats and stuff provided by the Friends of the Library. So I presented that just because of my love of horror movies, and I can't stop talking about them sometimes. So that's what I have for the month of October.
And he does read to your kids, folks.
I do read to the children, but everybody has a balance in life, so that's it.
Yes. That's okay. I know a lot of people, they just love the Scream movies.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah.
It might not be real high on my list, but you know, that's okay.
No worries there, so.
Right. Okay, right. Rhonda, he passed it along to you, so well, you can start where you want. The Legos right. or horror movies,
well,
I guess.
Well, I will say about the Friday the 13th event, I think it's really fun for a chance for adults to come out and get treats, because usually it's the kids that do that stuff. So, you know, we have to have fun, too. So.
That's right, too. All right.
For the tweens and teens, I just will say yesterday, I'm really happy that we're going to be partnering with the high school once a month on the first Thursday during their win period. I go into the high school from 10 to 10:30, and it's called Books and Brunch, and it was set up by the English department, so thank you to the teachers of the English department at Boone High. And I bring snacks, and we talk about programs at the library, talk about job and volunteer opportunities, what they're reading, what we need to add to our collection. So it's just a great chance to get in and just establish a relationship mm-hmm. with some of those teens who are usually really busy. So that was really fun yesterday, so mm-hmm. I'm excited Good. About that. And today we have a teen from the high school who had a great interest in Warrior Cats, and there's quite a few people who love reading those books. So she is trying to start a club, and at first they were going to take it in a book club direction, and now they're thinking they might actually start a D&D group. So that has been set up the first and third Friday of every month, so that would be today at 5 p.m., and it's in the teen zone, and they have been using the Mac Lab. That way they have a little room of their own to congregate in. So if you like Warrior Cats and you think you might want to see if you want to try a game of D&D with a Warrior Cat character, come on out. And, of course, we're continuing our regular monthly programs, the Walking Club. Is the second and fourth Tuesday of each month. It's going to start getting a little chillier, so just dress for the weather. The only time we don't usually walk is if it's, you know, raining really heavy or there's ice on the ground. But we brave the weather and get out there and get some exercise. And I will say that this month, the Healthy Estate Initiative, the City of Boone did a walk yesterday, and we have this really cool jumbo frame that says Why I Walk on it, which we'll be taking with our walking club this month as well. But if you are a regular walker and you would like to come out and have a photo with that for the Healthy Estate Initiative, feel free. We'll have it at the library. So, and then Mindful Monday this month, which is every Monday at 7 p.m., and that's open to teens and adults. We are listening to an audio program by author Elizabeth Gilbert, who has actually written many books, and we have many of them here at the library. This is focusing on her book called Big Magic, Creative Living Beyond Fear. And you can attend that in person, and it's in the children's department in the Storytime Room, or you can hop on Zoom. And we do have people doing both. And there's great conversation each time we meet. We follow the program with a meditation, and then we have a discussion on what we listen to, which is really nice. I think it's a chance for people to connect together. So that is every Monday at 7 p.m. And really excited for October. It is International Harry Potter Book Day on Thursday, October 12th. So we are celebrating at Erickson Library at 4 p.m. And because Harry Potter is kind of a universal thing across ages, that is, I mean, primarily for teens and tweens, but adults, please come out if you'd like. Dress up, costumes are encouraged. I'll be wearing my Hufflepuff representing that day. and we're going to make spell books while supplies last. And also the character of Luna Lovegood, all grown up now, has a special virtual program that they've sent us to use, and she will be doing a spell casting session and then a how to draw Hogwarts session as well. So come on out and just have fun and share your love of Harry Potter.
All right.
And no, I feel like no better month to do that than in October. So it's great that they're doing it this month. Our teen and tween regular book box that we have every month, normally they fill up super fast. There are still lots of spots left this month, and it's called a spooky book box. So grades 5 through 12, you can sign up. And then you can come pick up the book or the box, sorry, on October 16th, which is a Monday, and anytime after that, that's when they'll be ready. But when you fill out your registration for that, you choose whether you like witches or ghosts or mystery stories, or if you just want a fall story, you're not really into spooky stories. And then I will pick a book according to what your preferences are and surprise you. So you'll check that box out with that book. And there's always a snack and some type of activity to go with the theme. So if you haven't had one before, now is your chance because there's still spots left. So sign up for that on our website.
All right.
Early Out Lego Challenge is always the second Wednesday at 2 p.m., which is the early out time for the schools. And we had an amazing crowd come out last month for our first one. And we have a great display right now in the children's department of the creations that were made. We had over 30 kids come out. So lots of interest in Lego. We provide the Lego. You provide the imagination and the skills and the creativity. Some months we'll do challenges. Sometimes it's just open. We just leave it up to you to what you feel like you want to create that month. So we're excited about offering that every month, and I think it's going to be popular, so come on out. And probably the last thing I just want to highlight this month that is a little different than what we offer, we always have Pokemon Club because there's a lot of love for Pokemon still, and that is always on the third Thursday of the month, so this month it's October 19th. But to go along with the usual just hanging out, looking at each other's trading cards, watching Pokemon, we are doing Pokemon stained glass art while supplies last. So if you'd like to create a fun little piece that you can take home and put up in a window and enjoy, we encourage you to come out. I have one that I did. You can come take a look at if you want to see what it's going to look like down in the children's department.
All right.
So
good.
Yeah, we got lots of fun stuff happening.
Busy time. Candy, what's going on for you?
Well, on Monday night is the first anniversary of Books at the Brewery, so I'm super excited about that. We have a solid 8 to 10 people that show up, and we push two tables together and talk about books from 7 to usually, it says 8, but we usually talk till almost 8:30, yeah. 8:45 to 9. So I'm super excited about that program. Monday night, the brewery is donating a prize, and we'll have a drawing at the end of the night to celebrate that 1 year. On Tuesday next week and Thursday, we'll be offering Tech for Beginners. Pretty much any adult, or it's geared toward older adults, but any adult that needs help learning their computer or their tablet or their phone can come out and sign up for these classes. They last for 6 months, something different each month. October will feature cybersecurity. You can come either Tuesday night from 6 to 7:30, or you can sign up and come Thursday the 12th from 10 to 11:30. It's the same program. It's just offered at two different times for your convenience.
Sure. Okay.
Friends of the Library had a very successful book sale the end of last month, and they'll be having trivia night. I just want to remind people on the 14th out at Camp Hanashaw. So if you signed up for that, I don't think they're taking any more tables unless you call or ask.
You'd have to make a direct contact, yeah.
Yeah, they had to let the caterer know. So, but that's on the 14th at 6 o'clock. We have Heidi Kennedy will be out with Sunrise Dementia Consulting, and she'll be she leads a dementia support group. It started last month, and it's Monday the 16th at 6 o'clock. And then she comes back on Tuesday at 1. Usually it's at noon, but this month it will be at 1 o'clock for a lunch and learn to educate people about dementia. And she'll be talking about, is it normal aging versus dementia? So she'll talk about that some.
Okay.
We still have lots of books, I noticed, on the back counter for the adult book discussion, which is Tuesday night the 17th. I believe it's a book called Take My Hand. So if you're interested and like to join the group, or you just want to come out and read the book and look at the discussion questions, you're more than welcome. Either way, we'd love to have you be able to check out the book.
Right.
On Wednesday night, the 18th at 7, we have a local author, Philip Larson. He's wrote a book recently about his worldly lifetime travels, and he'll talk about going to Nepal and Alaska and Africa, and it's just a really lovely book, and I know it's checked out right now. Somebody else is reading it, but he donated a copy to the library, and he'll be at the library Wednesday night, the 18th at 7 o'clock. I know he already spoke at the Boone History Center, and if you missed it there, well, come on out. He'll be at the library.
He's a cool storyteller, I tell you. He's great stories.
It'll be fun. I hope a lot of people come on out. He'll also have books for sale and autographs, but no pressure. They'd make great gifts, though, if you're a local Boone person.
Yeah.
We have two programs since the open enrollment period for Medicare is rapidly approaching.
Yes, it is.
Tucker Mitchell, he's been coming pretty regularly. He'll be at the library on the 20th from 12 to 2. His spin is, I believe, from 12 to 1, he talks about United Healthcare, and from 1 to 2, he'll talk more about Aetna.
Okay.
Don't have to register. Just drop in. He's not selling you. He's just trying to inform you and answer your questions.
Sure.
And then the other opportunity is with Boone agent Shiloh Burke, and she'll be at the library on the 25th. It's a Wednesday at 1 o'clock, and same scenario. She'll give you some information and she'll answer your questions. So just try to offer some different opportunities there.
As you get into that age group, just to say, as you get into that age group, you get more things thrown at you than you ever would believe. And it just, how does this all apply? You know, that's it. You just need somebody to help you walk through it.
Yeah. Do I need a supplement? Do I need a drug plan? Which one do I pick? Yeah. It's complicated.
Yeah.
So they're just here to help you, and they'll be coming monthly from now through the enrollment period. So if you miss them this month, they'll be back in November.
Okay.
Craft Donation Day, second and fourth Mondays. Please, please, please bring stuff. My table is so bare, which is a blessing and a curse because that means lots of people have been using it, but also means it's empty.
Means we know, need some donations.
I need some donations. If you're doing fall cleaning and somebody was yesterday and it wasn't a craft donation day, but I did not turn them away. I'm like, yes, please. Thank you very much. So that's all day. You can just bring your items to the main desk.
All right.
Also on the 23rd, we have Fresh Conversations, monthly program with Aging Resources of Central Iowa. I believe we're talking about food safety and cleaning out your fridge. And that evening, we'll be offering a program called Internet Safety with social media, what you should. It's geared toward parents. It's at 6:30 on the 23rd. Kim Smith, she's an educator. She'll be at the library talking about what kids should, and adults, but mostly kids, what shouldn't you be putting on social media? She'll talk about sexting. She's a wealth of information, and she'll be back in November with a documentary geared toward parents again and teens called Grid Shock, and it'll talk about sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. Some important things, don't want to think about it, but we need to know.
Sure.
So that is my month.
Busy month for you.
Yeah, it's good, though. We have lots of different opportunities. We do have a crafting night, but it is full on the 11th. You can always go to our website calendar, and there's a wait list, and we'll be doing more crafts in November and early December. It seems to be very popular. People like to come out and chat and make things with their hands. So, if you have a craft or you have an idea, I had somebody stop in yesterday and was talking to me about a craft. So, yeah.
So, again, these are just some of the programs that are going on at the Erickson Public Library, and do want people to know, even though September's passed, you could still get a library card. It doesn't cost you if you don't have one.
You'll get a library card. And then interesting that you should bring that up. There was a person that came in the library yesterday, and he said, I want to get a card. And I'm like, great. And he goes, I've never had a library card. And I'm like, oh, I'm so glad you stopped in. And I said, what is the main reason you need this card? And he goes, because I need to use Libby.
So online service, yeah, they can find out more about the online service. I did want you to quickly throw a reminder in here. Hoopla has made some adjustments at their level. Yes. You have to be a member, a resident, right?
Yes, you have to have a Boone address, either in town or rural. It's no longer countywide due to it's expensive.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
And that's just one of the things that they've started doing, and it finally caught up with us here. So
It did in Ames too, I believe. Hoopla. Yeah.
So it's just that's the way technology is now, folks. So
it is.
But stop in if you have any questions about what's going on, or follow along on Facebook. You guys always put those reminders out there, like Warrior Cats. I was looking at that. I'm going, Warrior Cats. Okay. Anyway, thanks so much for joining us. You guys have a great month of October, and we'll visit with you later, okay?
Thank you. Thanks, Jim.